GM, everybody, what is up? Hunter Orell back with another daily show of the Morning Mint. We've got a lot to go over once again in the markets, a lot happening, a lot of news, a lot of things that you should have your attention on, which is the topic for today. A bunch of areas that you should be looking at, a bunch of companies, protocols, some marketplaces. We're going to go over all that today. Some news happening. We have NFT Paris underway, or ETH Paris underway. So look out for announcements there, and we'll note a few that we are expecting to announce some stuff. I can't wait to jump into the show. Twixy, NFT, back again. GM, sir, good to see you. Excited. I feel like we're capping off the second week strong for being back doing content. We do have the coffee mug out today. Morning Mint, a little bit of logo. Love it. And we're wearing the sushi hoodie today and no hat. Sushi hoodie because of Uni being in the news, launching an announcement, sending prices much higher. Let's get into what we see today happening in the market. We'll go over some crypto stuff first on the token side, jump into NFTs, and then some news across the board. And should be, like I said, an exciting show to go through. Let's hop straight into it. Markets currently a little choppy, seeing red still as people exit positions. We are seeing, though, like I mentioned, a lot of other opportunities. So while we are seeing some dollar cost average opportunities, there are announcements that are dropping. We're also seeing Avalanche currently having a rough morning. We'll get more into that. But across the board, like I said, chopping around, a lot of people questioning things. And I think the other thing to note here is over the last 24 hours, I've been contacted more than in like the last 3 weeks about Bitcoin and Ethereum and like should people be buying them. It does seem like retail is waking up and the average consumer is waking up to this a bit. They're working into their strategies and we're probably right at the foot of a nice hill of onboarding as well as buying demand. Nothing too crazy. You know, like I said, we'll jump into some specifics here. The absolute winner of the morning currently being Uniswap. The news here specifically around invoking, I guess the way to, the best way to put it is token holder rewards from fees that are on the protocol. Up until this point, this token has purely just been governance, which, you know, holding it just lets you vote. And there wasn't a real reason to hold it if you weren't engaging on the protocol in that sense. Now there is, and actually could become, and this is still up to a vote, a yield-bearing token. This is significant, and I do think that you'll see more people start to do more of this. But I do think, like, it never made sense, right? Like, holding this token didn't do anything for you. So keep an eye on that. Coinbase taking more L's today as we retrace from the highs from that earnings call. Pain for most, but we are right back to where we were previous of earnings, sitting around the 160 mark. Again, more dollar cost averaging opportunities for people as they come out if you're still bullish there. But like I said, the rest of the market chopping around, seeing a lot of red. Be careful. I don't know where this ends, but I do know long term where we're going. I'm still bullish on everything. I haven't lost any vision of what I think crypto is going to do and where we're going to see Bitcoin as retail on the ETF side continues to push that down customers' throats because of fees. So just be aware, not too much fear on my end, just opportunities in the market. On the NFT side of things, the big leader has been Creeps, powered purely by speculation around Portal and the airdrop there. Portal going live next week on the 29th. Currently has already, it's a little over, I think, 10 billion staked on Binance. It's the largest staking for a launch pad or launch pool project ever. And it's happened the fastest. And there's just going to be mad attention happening there. Again, disclosure, I am an investor in the company. I'm not telling you to go trade it or buy it, but I do think that we can't understate how much attention is going to be on Portal and what the strategies and what is happening around that launch pool and how those usually act. I'm very bullish I'm very bullish. Taking away bag bias, I do think that there's going to be a lot of announcements, a lot of stuff happening there to keep attention on the project. This is also acting off of, like, I'm not sharing anything that hasn't been shared publicly. There's nothing insider here, and I'm not leaking any internal information. But I am very excited for what they're doing, and I do like to see everybody who believed in them is absolutely crushing it and winning, and the creeps holders are absolutely crushing it and winning. On that same note, we are seeing other products, projects that are winning because of airdrop opportunities and reward opportunities. You know, Pudgy Penguins had their whole, like, hey, there's going to be a token, that whole joke, and we saw it rip and it's come back. Everybody's looking for NFTs that are actually going to produce a return. Wazzy's is a current one that we're definitely seeing have that opportunity, and we've seen more people talk about this. This project, if you're not aware, did shoot all the way up to 1.25. It's pulled back because there was a snapshot. This is all Blast related. But people are speculating that there will be more more airdrops and more rewards for holders here. I dipped my toe into the water this morning and purchased one for 0.7, I believe. And we'll see here we go. 0.7. That's why the show started late, is because I was doing some research and looking into things. We will see, I think, more rewards here that related to the pump token. I'm very bullish on the pump token. There is a video dropping in like an hour. It goes over all the Blast projects. I'll leak a little alpha here. The three tokens that I'm most interested in are Blastoise, Yes, and Pump. Those three are basically the main focus for me. And I think they should be for you too. Did a lot of research there. Let's just hop into the news. We'll go over some more stuff and how it relates to this. Nothing too notable otherwise in the NFT market for our top projects. Again, Bored Ape Yacht Club and Pudgy Penguins still staying neck and neck, but Pudgy's still just under the 20 ETH floor at 19.5. I think NFT-wise, we are seeing a lot of volume uptick, but in the world of exchanges, Magic Eden is truly a contender, and they have come out of nowhere, and they've really used the bear market as a way to not only absorb in more projects to be exclusive to them and make Magic Eden their home, but they've also done a really good job at doing cross-chain, promotional, and including features that are very, very useful. And the UI is pretty sleek as well. OpenSea should take notes here. And I do think with their upcoming ETH launch that we're going to only see more and more of this market share be absorbed. Blur's ETH only, and now it's going to bring into question, I think down the road, will Blur start to look at multi-chain as well? The big also news here happening is that ETH volume dating back to 2017 will be included in the Magic Eden drop. They are doing a airdrop in shards and gems, I believe, whatever their current reward system is, to ETH OGs all the way back to 2017, looking at ETH volume. If you've transacted a lot in Ethereum, whether that's an OpenSea, minting, possibly launching even, they're looking at, you know, what wallets have done what within the ecosystem, you will be rewarded. It is something you should have on your radar. March 13th should be on your calendar. We talk about this every morning, what you'd be writing down, what you'd be keeping track of. This is one of those things. And Magic Eden should definitely be something that you start to at least check and look at and see what's happening within their ecosystem and using for rewards, because we do know they have a lot planned, and this definitely is not the only bullet in the chamber or in the revolver that they have loaded up to fire off over the next coming months. I can guarantee you that. Dingaling currently talking about what he's doing in the world of purchasing Persona. Obviously got a lot of FUD around not having their gas optimized, and a lot of people dumped them under 0.5. He went and swept a bunch of them, actually 100, and we've also seen Mooncat do this as well. This should be on your radar. There's a lot happening within their worlds, and they're very smart. Obviously, they're whales, and they do have a lot of influence on the markets. Should be on your radar for sure. Saigar took to talking about this. Actually, if you're not aware who Saigar is, he's an incredible developer And he's very smart when it comes to optimizing contracts. And he has done a lot in the past to review bad mints or to review contracts. It should be noted that he went through this and basically explains what's right and what's wrong. He is somebody that when he suggests stuff or he's making notes, you should believe what he says and take it. I don't want to endorse too much here, but I definitely trust him. He's one of those people also that is just incredibly smart. He's an OG. And if you are looking to develop something or to launch something, possibly somebody to reach out to for help, auditing, etc., we do respect what he has to say a ton. Again, I just want to thank everybody for joining in this morning. The show has been a lot to get back on, back on to being like the normal thing that we do. I'm just checking to make sure I don't have any other DMs open here. But I do really appreciate everybody hopping in here and watching the show. It has meant a lot the last 2 weeks. We do have some updates coming next week for how we're doing the show. And we do have a couple of things on the sponsorship side. And I want to thank all the 555 members for jumping in here. VGF, Neilpin, Jake, love you guys watching on YouTube. And we do have a lot of people on X. If you haven't gone and subscribed on YouTube, link is in my bio on X. Appreciate it. Let's jump right back into the show. NFT Stats, as always, putting out some interesting stuff. And I know we didn't look at it at the beginning, but the real standout on Bitcoin and Ordinals today, and the one that I do think is ultimately going to win, is the No Monks floor, or No Monkeys floor, whatever you want to call it. There was a lot of opportunity, and we covered on the show where they popped off yesterday, heading back towards 0.3. I do think that we have entered that parabolic discovery period. That consolidation moment is over. And as you know, right now we're seeing this whole thing play out on ETH of airdrops and rewards, and people trying to figure out where things are being airdropped. Understand that on Bitcoin, we haven't seen this like altcoin and layer two season that we've seen in within everywhere else in crypto. That is going to change. We're seeing a lot of things happen on Bitcoin all of a sudden, and the emergence of a lot of different things. And I do think that to onboard consumers, we're going to see airdrops there, and it will be the standout collections of, again, the Puppets, No Monks, and Quant Cats. But I do think that the outsized rewards and gains will be to No Monkeys. So do make sure that that is on your radar. Twixie pointing out in chat that he's gotten a lot long-term for holding, and airdrops alone have paid for it. Again, very simple. The meta is going to continue for sure. And I do think that it will adapt and evolve over time. It won't be as straightforward because it is a very extractive process if it's not done correctly, where you're just giving away tokens to be dumped back on you from, you know, NFT holders that are looking for yield. So do pay attention, because it's, you know, the meta doesn't stay the same. It does change over time. Pluid making a note this morning about the Uni drop. Again, this is a little bit better than my explanation from earlier in the show, reading that the proposal is to propose a fee mechanism to reward Uni holders. Again, before, just a proposal and governance token. The TLDR is that the UF is proposing a large-scale upgrade to Uniswap protocol governance to incentivize active, engaged, and thoughtful delegation. Specifically, we propose to upgrade the protocol such that its fee mechanism rewards Uni token holders that have delegated and staked their tokens. Staking has also made an incredible comeback here. I do believe TIA is a prime example of that as well. More people are looking to incentivize people to stake, to pull off sell demand, and even increased buy demand on the other side for yield. So another one to be looking for. This is also a proponent for, you know, staking services like Validao, who are validator and staking DAOs that do reward holders from their own staking. That's one you should check out. I know that's had a little bit of limelight on it. Make sure that's on your radar. Just a little bit of alpha for everybody. Rekt And then I believe also this is what the, you know, this was the initial reaction to that announcement. Again, Uniswap was trading down around $7 and then spiked all the way up to immediately to $9. And then we saw it trade all the way up to $12 and obviously having a pullback right now. One thing that I like to highlight is when there's stuff happening that is probably going to cause some I don't know, timeline exposure, and obviously people are going to get very loud about things. OSF and Rekt and Canary Labs, very big event that they're throwing in Paris right now, and they're very, very active on figuring out how to keep evolving and rewarding their holders. They have announced so much, and yesterday I mentioned this, they have announced a lot of things, and we are expecting these guys probably to make the larger announcement out of all the companies that are going to Paris. I do think that we will see the floor increase on these. I did pick up one yesterday, and I am looking at the floor currently. I think they're trading at right about, I think 0.7 as well. And again, people are kind of dumping these off right now, thinking that, hey, airdrop stuff is over. There's a mint coming up that I think you can get snapshotted for that's over. And they have already said like the snapshot for equity, etc., for the drinks and stuff is over. But I don't think that's the end of it. OSF has done nothing but basically reward holders, and he's already hinted at more to come. So keep that on your radar as we move forward. You knew I was going to do it. Blast. Longtime listener and good friend, and even somebody who helped us out start Morning Mint, Depeche Node, hopping in, letting us know that the cope is about to come for Blast Futters and Faders. We see this with everything. It's a snowball effect of everybody basically pushing something off, and then all of a sudden, attention basically just, boom, explodes out of nowhere. Pac-Moon, obviously one that he is endorsing, but I do think that the entire ecosystem, again, is something bullish that you should have out on your radar. We are seeing within the next couple of hours here, you should be checking the Blast X account and refreshing it and keeping it directly in front of you and notifications on, because we will know winners today, and they will, I believe it might be even a live stream. I'm not sure how they're going to do things, but today is the day for Blast. You're going to know all about who they are basically endorsing as the pedestal companies and projects of their ecosystem. I've mentioned some that should have on your radar. I'll mention one today. I'm not going to go too deep. Like I said, the video has been shot. I have made all my comments and notes. And that will definitely be something you want to check out later. I'll put it on YouTube again, like an hour away. The one that I will mention before the end of today is Juice. Juice is going to definitely be a big part of this ecosystem, which does cross margin DeFi. It'll allow you to farm. It'll allow you to provide liquidity. It will allow you to get yield on your assets in a very unique way and high APR. If you do want to go check out Juice, I do have a code that you can use to get into the site, because I think it's still code protected. You can just use Hunter. That will get you in when you have to enter, I think, the 6-digit code or whatever it is. Just use the word Hunter. It'll get you in. Go check it out. I'm very bullish on these guys. And yeah, again, just assume that I've invested in any company that I talk about in the Blast ecosystem. I'm not playing favorites, etc. Another interesting company just want to highlight, not within the Blast ecosystem, but I did just use, and I like when I use stuff to talk about it, especially when I didn't know about it, 48 hours earlier. Travel Swap. I'm going to ETH Denver. If you're going to ETH Denver, hit me up, let me know. Would love to grab coffee or buy you a drink. Anybody who's listening to the show, if you ever see me, just like clip this and show it to me, and I will buy you a drink or coffee, whatever it is, when I see you. It's on me. Early people getting rewarded. I hate how I can't use like Ethereum straight up usually to just buy stuff because I have so much of it. I think this one was probably even on the Finding Hotel side, the easiest one, even over like Google, just from it being so easy to sort. Yeah, Travel Swap was pretty sweet. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out. You can just buy and book a hotel with Ethereum. They're working with a bunch of different projects. I think there's a code you can use for Pudgy. Don't quote me on that. But definitely go use this if you haven't booked your hotel. I loved it. Like, absolutely loved the product. It was super simple, quick. And yeah, again, you can use your token straight up. And any, it's not just like ETH. Like, you can use any token and go on there and buy. So you don't have, if you have a bunch of like Solana and you don't want to deal with like bridging it back and dealing with or going to a centralized exchange and paying fees, etc., you can just do it here. It's simple and sweet, and I loved it. I got to give some love today. The OG, G-Money, launching 9DCC's first official line. Gotta love it. He's been such a proponent for the space. He's done so much, and he's absolutely crushed it. Crushed it. I will be purchasing items from this drop. As you can see, there's already two things in my bag. Understand, though, that this line is luxury. It is not trying to be a gap replacement. These products are absolutely top of the top of the top of the line, and he's trying to compete, obviously, with Gucci and Louis Vuitton and these others with that added tech component. And he is trying to make things for the technology and crypto crowd that are trying to look good and have a brand to relate to. It's a huge undertaking what he's done so far. He's trying to disrupt the fashion industry, which in my opinion is one of the craziest and hardest industries to fight in. But I do give him much love. The products look amazing. Great line. Again, like I said, premium prices here. Very, very premium. And one of my favorites right here that I do got to look at. Oh, see, they're already selling out. I didn't know that. This Fuck Fiat graphic tee. If you haven't seen any of his stuff that he's put out already, I should have grabbed it. I have an original shirt that he launched. They're like super heavy, very, very heavy, high quality, all the materials. So the pricing, again, I'm not going to like say go buy this because $180 for a t-shirt is not cheap. But like if you want to support somebody and you do want to buy luxury clothing within the space, I cannot recommend this enough. I think we're going to get the hoodie, a hat, maybe a t-shirt. We'll see. Again, I love supporting the fam. I love supporting people who've supported me. And he even was a big supporter of Morning Mint and me doing content and doing media within the space. So when you see a friend doing something, you've got to support them. You got to give them love. And I'm so happy for G launching this. Expect some more from him. I know he's not over with his announcements because he always likes to come heavy with the alpha and also come heavy with what he's trying to do to disrupt the world within the crypto space. I'm really enjoying this. Again, this is the second week we've been live. There are things that we're trying to resolve here as far as the flow. If you do want to get involved and help out in any way, I would love to have a chat with you. We've already had talks with a few people, and yeah, we're also looking to shake things up a little bit on some other pieces of content that we're doing going forward. If you are looking for venture deals currently, let me know. I've got a lot in the pipeline here. Some might be Blast related. I'm still trying to figure that out, but we do have about 16 venture deals that are on the back burner right now that, again, if you are looking to get into the venture world within Web3, let me know. Some of them you do need to be accredited for, some you don't. But be aware that is out there. There are opportunities. I don't want it to feel like people are absolutely completely cut off. Also, if you're raising and building, get in touch with me. I know some people have watched the show, and we've talked to two companies actually so far over the last 2 weeks who watched and were like, hey, we'd love to have a chat after I brought that up. So thank you so much for that. And yeah, it's going to be a crazy weekend. I'm expecting a lot of fireworks. Keep your eyes, again, peeled on Blast. I think that's where all the craziness is going to be happening. And again, thank you everybody for tuning in to another episode and joining us for the Morning Mint. Again, I'm Hunter Orell. Thank you so much. We'll catch you on Monday morning. Peace, guys.